Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The city of Boston will have its first black police commissioner when William Gross takes command on August 5th. The current commissioner, Bill Evans, is leaving to become chief of the Boston College Police Force. At Boston City Hall yesterday, where Mayor Marty Walsh named him as incoming commissioner, Gross thanked all those who mentored him growing up in Boston and through his career.
It shows that any kid in Boston, and we were poor and we made it, will have the opportunity to be the mayor, the commissioner, or chief if we all work together.
This morning, WBUR's Allie Jarmaning has more.
Willie Gross is a familiar face across the city, at crime scenes and community events. He's the highest-ranking uniform officer explaining what just happened to a sea of cameras. Like in this cell phone video taken in 2015, just a few hours after Boston police officer John Moynihan was shot in the face by a suspect, who was then shot and killed by police. It's dark. Gross stands up against the yellow police tape as a crowd of people hold up cell phones. They want to know what happened. He waits for yelling to stop and calmly explains to the gathering crowd what happened.
So, officers did motor vehicle stop, right? As the officer is taking him off the car, he shot the officer in the face. And the officers returned fire. That was it, short and sweet.
Y'all don't have no protocol any other way? You got to shoot somebody?
Did you hear the part where he shot the officer in the face?
You're trained for this thing.
That willingness to listen and explain is something Shagun Idowu experienced firsthand. He's one of the organizers of the group that pushed for police body cameras in Boston.
He, you know, was the first person that opened his door to us in the body camera movement and was gracious enough to extend a half-hour meeting to 2.5 hours.
But though he's happy with Gross, Idowu says he was hoping to have a list of commissioner candidates for the community to evaluate and consider before Walsh made his final choice.
I do support Commissioner Gross. I like him personally. I think he's a good fit for the position, but would have loved for community process to have been engaged.
Some anticipated Walsh taking a more community-based approach to picking the next police leader. Larry Ellison is a Boston police detective and the head of MAMLEO, the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers. The organization has called for more diversity within the Boston police force, especially in the command staff. But Ellison said he wants to give Gross a chance to grow into this role.
There's a lot of pressure being the first, so I want to be fair and give him a chance to get adjusted into it, and we'll have plenty of time to evaluate the job that's being done.
Leaders across the city were quick to voice their support for Gross, who started with Boston Police in 1983 as a police cadet. He was later promoted to sergeant, joined the gang unit, served as an academy instructor, and for the last 4 years has been superintendent-in-chief, second-in-command to Evans. City councilors, state reps, and neighborhood leaders all praised Gross, calling him an obvious pick for the role. Suffolk County Sheriff Stephen Tompkins is thinking about another constituency in the city, kids, who will see a product of their neighborhood in Gross leading the Boston Police.
This will send a message to not only the communities of color, but all kids, no matter the color of their skin, that if you work hard, you can achieve good things. And Willie has come up through the system, he's done it the right way, and he's been honored for that today by Mayor Walsh.
Gross, for his part, says he's thinking of those kids too. The department's biggest issue, he says, senseless youth violence. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmaning.